Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Hey, congratulations. You've made it to the weekend. Unless you're one of those people that has that weird work schedule where like you're like Tuesdays, Thursdays are my weekend, in which case, sorry, you're here at the weekend and you'll be working.
It is kind of nice, though, for those people when they run errands or do anything during the week. There's nobody around.
That's how it feels.
It must be nice.
I know. If you have one of those weird-ass schedules, I know we've been talking about this four-day work week thing and how I think Wednesday should be the day off that everyone has. And we've talked to people that claim that they can kind of, as long as they do their 40 hours or whatever, it doesn't matter how they space them. So sometimes they just do two marathon days and take a long-ass weekend.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Amazing. It sounds great.
Two or 2.5 days of just like solid working, and then you have 4 days off.
If you go like
or even five.
Go like a 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. work day, which seems like a grind.
Knock it all out. I would just do a bunch of cocaine or coffee.
To take up smoking, so you have to go on those cigarette breaks. Next thing you know, your day is gone. I mean, those days would suck. Those days would suck pretty bad. But then you buy yourself an extra day or two. Oh, my God.
Just do it in shifts.
That's where it's at.
What if we just did one really long show that was 20 hours long?
I think we do 25 hours a week of the show. And then it's all the meetings that really eat into our day. That's
okay,
the worst
cancel
part.
All those. One marathon day, 25-hour broadcast, and then we're done.
This hour on the show, we have access for you to come hang out with us. Endless Summer Kegger, Back Bay Amphitheater, Hyatt Regency, Newport Beach on September 3rd. Slightly Stupid will be there. I don't know how many of these things. Vanessa, how many things have been confirmed for the Endless Summer Kegger? I know there's been a lot of conversation about different things we're trying to put together. Has anything been officially confirmed yet or no?
Oof. I want to say a couple of things.
I don't like your first
like
answer
food.
Of oof.
Like oof, the food.
Oof is not the noise I was hoping for.
Well, it's because I don't want to say like this is confirmed because the truth is I don't know.
The food has been confirmed though?
Yeah, the food's been confirmed.
So there's food. We know this.
There's food.
Which I thought there was a discrepancy as to who was doing the food.
The food's done.
Do we know the place?
Yeah. You guys agreed on this.
Oh, we did?
Uh-huh.
It was not the first thing we were offered, was it?
No.
Okay,
second
good.
Thing.
Yeah. Ooh, that was a bad.
Dodge the bullet
on
that
offer
one.
At the beginning.
That was a real oof.
Well, glad we un-oofed that.
So anyway, all right, good. So we've got something figured out.
We have better
out.
Food than the first food.
I wish we didn't care so much because the reality is we should just say, yeah, whatever, put it together and we'll just show up. And the problem is we really do feel like we want to put on something fun for our listeners.
And you would look at us and say they don't have standards.
Right.
But we do have some.
Yeah, and whenever they come to us and they go, guys, because the way things work around here, and Omar can vouch for this because it's been happening for years, they will always try to figure out the path of least resistance. What is the easiest and cheapest way to do anything? And then 100%. We say, hold on 1 second. Can't we put in a little goddamn effort and say thank you to any listeners that you've given us their time and put on a party that they would actually be excited about?
And instead, it's like, how about a bunch of salad and jalapenos?
Yeah.
That were all recalled.
Yeah, we got recalled jalapenos. You think the people would care
good
about
news,
that?
Guys.
Technically, that is food. So anyway, all right, good. So we've got good food now. Good food, good drinks, good kegs, and you.
And the entertainment is taken care of. We've got Slightly Stupid, but there's also some side party tricks.
Oh, yes. Put it all together. But we'll get you in this hour for sure. Of course, Dominic Fike is on your K-Rock right now. This is called Baby Doll. I think wedding season is kind of here now, and I say that because
it's been here, man.
Omar's too busy to even come to his own birthday party because wedding's happening every weekend, and I think people freak out at the hottest parts of the summer, but then I think as you start to get into that nice part of fall, not that we really have seasons here, I feel like it really amps up. People like to have these weddings pretty much now, straight up through the end of the year.
Yeah, we were one of those douches that had a September wedding.
Yeah.
But we actually are in I got an interesting request from a wedding invite that I actually have next month, September. And we're traveling for this wedding. We're traveling to Chicago. It's a gay wedding.
A gay wedding in Chicago?
Yep, two ladies getting married.
Spit in God's face. What?
What? No. Is that why you didn't go to my wedding?
I don't stand for it. I would have gone, but you wouldn't have let me hold my protest sign.
So I was, so we had said yes. We booked the flights, got the hotel, or the Airbnb, all that. Expensive. And we get a request from one of the brides who said, would you mind ever so much if your kid could
The guy's got two brides?
No, it's two women.
What?
It's two. Are you being funny? It's not working.
Oh.
That worked.
It really does.
So she said, would you mind if Wesley sat on your guys' lap during dinner? And I was like, oh, so our kid wouldn't get a chair for dinner. And I'm not sure if that also means he gets no meal, but they said that they overcommitted to the guest list. Too many people have said yes.
Was his name on the invitation?
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very uncool then. It's one thing, because here's what I had pictured this happening. They invite you and Katie, and then you do that thing where you're like, hey, is it cool if we bring our kid?
No, it says his name on there.
You sure it's on there?
Yeah, it's on there. We all discussed that our kids are good, because it's with our other friend who has a kid. We all knew going
in. That's a ballsy request on their part.
Yeah, I was like, wait, so they expect, and I understand if it's a baby, an infant or something like that, or you know, even two and under, I can kind of understand. But a kid who's 4.5 years old is supposed to sit on my lap instead
massive.
Of getting his own. I know, and he's tall. He doesn't eat anything, but at least he needs his own space.
Right.
He's going to wiggle around in a chair for 30 seconds. He needs a chair to do that. So I was wondering if that is that outlandish. But the thing is, weddings are getting more expensive.
Sure. If every chair, you know, they kind of do the math. Every chair / every plate is worth, let's just call it $250 a head. I don't even know what they are these days. Probably more than that, right?
They're spending double what they originally had in their budget.
So they go, hey, if we can just go ahead and have a few of these people lap it up, save a couple thousand.
Have it with grandma and grandpa. Surprise. Everyone just kind of sits in a lap.
Can't believe they didn't ask you to sit on Katie's lap for this thing.
I was wondering if they were going to do dinner in shifts. So they didn't have to pay for extra chairs. Half of you get dinner at 6:30. The other half get dinner at 7:30. But guests are spending more than ever on weddings. And this is happening everywhere.
A hefty wedding bill isn't just for the bride and groom. Guests are paying to RSVP yes, too. The average attendee is shelling out about $1,400 per wedding this year, according to a new survey from BMO Financial Group. It's a price tag that bride-to-be Isabel Fisher knows all too well.
I would say I've been to about 15 to 16 weddings.
So imagine if you're paying $1,400 for every wedding, that gets really expensive.
You got to have a separate side hustle just to cover all of your wedding expenses, even as just a guest.
Well, and their recommendation is for everyone to start saving up. People are trying to save up for their own potential weddings, let alone other people's weddings. And then the question is, if I'm traveling, I'm bringing my entire family, three of us, there and back. It's, I used points, but still, you're spending money, sort of.
Hotel, the whole thing?
The hotel, we're buying dresses, I assume, at some point.
Ella's got to buy clothing that she'll return the next day back to the store she bought it at.
That's time and effort.
Right.
Okay, so then how much do you give for a wedding gift if you traveled that far for the wedding?
I don't know. People say now you can't even factor that in anymore. Because if you start factoring that in, you start doing the math, people end up giving nothing. You can do that all day. I just got an invitation in the mail yesterday for a wedding in Ireland.
Whoa, cool. You got to go.
Not going. No
Why?
Way, no how.
That's it's not a free trip, but it's an excuse for a bucket list trip.
Don't care. Not going. Doesn't matter.
Is it a close friend?
No. Not of mine. Wow. My wife's friend. My wife's coworker friend.
Cool.
But marrying an Irish guy. And so they're doing it at some castle in Ireland.
Good for her.
I opened the thing. I said, You see what this is?
That's going to be so fun. Everyone's going to get so wasted in a castle.
Again, not going. I just wanted to see. I didn't even know. I just wanted to get a ballpark. How long does it even take to fly from LA to Ireland? Take a guess.
We went to India for a wedding.
Take a guess.
Probably round trip would be about $2,000.
I didn't even look at the price. I just looked at the time. And
like
I was
12 hours?
Out on that. Yeah, like 12.
Yeah, it's 12 hours. That's not that bad.
Sucks.
Dude, it super sucks.
Yeah, but then you're there in Ireland.
Then you're in a castle. I'm not doing it. Doesn't matter. The point
is, you're still at a wedding. It's not like you're going to go do your own thing.
Right. Yeah, you can. You plan around it.
You don't go all the way to Ireland so I can wait in a buffet line and have a, you know.
Just go to Irish pub instead.
Right. You can do that in Burbank.
Well, Irish food sucks.
That's what I was told.
Irish food is not going to be good. So they should do a different country for that.
But the point is, and Omar knows this better than him, because he's at a wedding every weekend, multiple weddings a weekend. Weddings were always expensive, even when things were not expensive. And now that everything has gotten expensive, everything involved in the wedding has gone up like tenfold.
Yeah, but you did a destination wedding.
You
invite people knowing that most of them won't go. And then there are people who are adventurers who are going, hell yeah, I'll go to Cabo. Hell yeah, I'll go to Ireland. Hell yeah, I'll go to India. And they just use it as an opportunity to have a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Took an extra, I think, 3 or 4 days before all the wedding. I mean, it was an Indian wedding, so the wedding itself was like 5 days long. But still, there was plenty to do, and it was an incredible trip.
Someone says 11 hours, $850 round trip to go to Dublin.
So, that's not bad at all.
It's not happening. But the important thing
can
is...
Can I go instead?
Sure.
Cool.
I wonder if you can transfer your... No, I guess you probably can't.
I'll pretend to be you guys.
Just understand this. Everything's gotten expensive now. People are now paying to go to a wedding more than ever. So some people are charging, you know, that whole thing that's been going on now. Yeah. People say, we'd love you to come to the wedding. And it used to be like, hey, just, you know, just get your expectations in check. It's not going to be like one of those bars we pay for your drinks. And now people are saying, like, here's the cost to attend the wedding.
Where people are actually pay $200 a person
invited
to
and
go.
Buying a ticket to go.
Because... probably people were skimping out on the wedding presents. So now they're like, I'm going to force you into a wedding gift. You're going to donate to my wedding whether you like it or not.
We take a quick break. We get back in a moment. We have more chances for you. In fact, right after this quick break, you'll be joining us at the Endless Summer Kegger. Go Nowhere. Show continues next.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Klein Alley Show. Good morning, Armando. Why are you on the phones right now?
I am calling because I want to win the Endless Summer Kegger tickets.
You have called at the exact right time. You are the right caller. We will see you on September 3rd, all right?
Perfect. Thank you.
See you there.
I've been trying.
No lamos. Right. Can't wait to hang out and have some beers together at the Endless Summer Kegger, also known as the Clam Slam.
Allie, can we please get you to sing the national anthem at the Clam Slam? Please. For the love of God. It's been a long time since you've done it. We, the people, need it.
Yeah, someone just sent me a picture yesterday of the time that Allie sang the national anthem at Tenderfest, and it was her flanked on both sides by two people in chicken costumes
that had their hands over their
heart. It's one of the greatest. I don't think we've ever released that picture to the public before, but it is maybe one of the greatest pictures ever taken. Allie is wearing a 1975 shirt, belting out the national anthem to a bunch of people eating chicken tenders.
Flanked by chickens.
Flanked by two chickens. And Vanessa has tried to eat this picture multiple times. But it is worth posting on Instagram at Klein Alley Show.
Well, I think the first time I sang the national anthem in public, I went to a dog park.
Yeah.
To celebrate somebody's dog birthday.
Right, because you were doing it. The goal was eventually get to a professional arena. And every year we've had this little running gag where they ask the LA Kings if they're interested in having you and they pretend that they're thinking about it and they always say no.
Well, what's insulting is that every year our
promo guy asks, are you still interested?
Right.
I go, well, yes, I'm still interested. And then they ask, yeah. and they say no.
It's not Allie that's not interested, it's the Kings. Yeah. The Kings are not interested.
Why don't you ask them?
I should ask them, are you still not interested?
Right.
They're still not interested. But then we feel like we finally got that sweet glory when you got to sing it on the field at the...
At the Galaxy game,
because that's a professional team. And so that counted, and then we kind of moved on. But maybe Allie does come out of retirement and sings at the Clam Slam to kick things off officially.
If you recall, when I sang the national anthem at the LA Galaxy game, a viral video came out of that.
Because of you, though.
A little baby that was hearing the national anthem for the first time, and he was hearing me sing it, and he was crying.
Well, we don't know why.
Honestly, I think a lot of people were crying.
Yeah, we don't know why he was crying.
He was crying because he thought it was beautiful.
The mean lady singing. So anyway,
that hurts my ear.
It did go viral. That was actually fascinating. And you were once again snubbed from all.
No, nobody knew that it was me.
Right. No. It was just
It doesn't even say the game or the team or anything, I don't think.
You were background noise mostly. Who do you think is the most motivating person on our show? I know we do most least a lot when it comes to things like, meanest. You won meanest on the show, or gayest. Johnny won that. Who do you think is the most motivating person? Motivating.
I think Vanessa.
Really?
Just because it's like, come on, guys, let's do it.
But she gives up on herself.
Yeah,
in the middle
does.
Of her let's do
but
it,
that's,
she gives
that's
up.
That's sadly the
you
most motivated.
You guys can do it or not, I don't care.
Yeah, that's kind of how that's it is. That's the best we got.
And because you guys give me this bitch.
Well, sorry.
So it's like, I don't want to annoy you with my positivity I have become negative.
It's not.
Oh, man.
So at one point you were true positive.
Truly, I was so extremely positive, and then life took it away from me.
Yeah, kind of tears us apart.
I feel guilty in a weird way because I had a friend that was, I felt like I tried to be very motivating for him to, quote, follow his dream. And people don't usually come to me for advice on things, but this guy had been yapping for years about how he wanted to make a movie. I want to make a movie. And I said, all I hear you do is talk about making a movie.
Like a porn?
I said, you want to make a porn? I'm interested.
Fine, I'll do it.
I got people. He goes, no, I want to make a horror movie. And
horror movie?
Horror. Horror with O-R-R something. Right. And I said, all I've heard you do is talk about for the last few years how you want to make this movie. Go make the movie. It's never been easier to just go do something. You can.
That's true.
It's pretty hard to make a movie.
It's not. Yes, I'm sure
it
is.
You need a lot of money.
A good movie.
I couldn't make a movie. I'm not that type of person. But if you know how to edit and you know how to use, cameras or whatever, you could probably make a movie. I think about the guys in Always Sunny in Philadelphia. New season just dropped. Funniest show on TV still. And those guys, they wanted to make that TV show. No one would make it. They went and I think they bought cameras at Best Buy or Circuit City at the time, I even want to say. And then they, 30 days before they had to return them and get their money back, they shot the pilot episode. And look at the show, 18 seasons later, longest running sitcom in all of TV.
Right. There are unicorn stories like that.
Of course, but
99% of people who say, I'm going to make a movie and I'm just going to be scrappy and figure it out, they're usually terrible.
So I said to this guy about five different times, I don't want to hear you bitch about this anymore. Just go make the movie. And he last summer, he listened to my advice. He went and he found some abandoned summer camp, and he shot this horror movie. And I didn't really know that he was even working on it until he said to me a week ago, I'm going to have my first official screening of this movie that I went and shot.
Sounds very original, by the way. Summer camp, horror movie?
Right.
Never been done before.
And you told him, go for it?
Yeah.
I didn't ask.
Come up with something a little different?
I didn't ask for, I'm not, the creative type when it comes
yes,
to that.
Yes, you are.
But
you're in this industry.
You're literally the most creative person I know.
Yeah, but Allie, I'm not going to tell the guy the idea has been done before. I just said, you should go do it. Go do the video. Go do your movie if you want to make a movie. I don't want to hear you talk about it. Just go do it. Don't you have a friend? Don't you have any friends that say they want to do something?
Oh, your terrible idea? No, I would never say that.
Well, it's backfired on me, and this is why I'm now no longer going to try to motivate anyone, because he spent an entire year of his life and every dollar he could possibly find and borrow and beg and steal, and he went to this summer camp and he shot this movie and they showed it to a theater full of people. And I will be honest, I was actually, my expectations were low. The movie was very good.
Like, was it celebrities in it or anything?
No
or?
Celebrities. Nudity though. Some nudity.
Okay.
But professional looking movie, like way more professional than, I was my expectations once again were, as you'd expect from most of your friends that do, like when I went to your stupid play you did, I was like, my expectations were pretty low and it was pretty
I also raised money and shot a pilot.
I don't think I watched that.
Okay.
But
well,
I can,
you donated.
But I did donate. Campaign. I said, I'll donate, but I don't want to watch it. And Ali said, fine.
Okay.
But you know,
if you're going to rate this movie from a 1 to 10, what do you give it?
7.
On a regular movie scale? Really?
Better than Odyssey.
Wow.
Because it was shorter. And it had nudity. And it was, no, it was a good old-fashioned.
Yeah, I watched that, like, Five Nights at Freddy's Part 2 last night. Oh, what a turd that was.
Not good.
Not good.
But I this was a throwback to those, if you remember when we grew up, at least, there was a lot of these summer camp slasher films where the deaths.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre thread. Yep.
Even a lot of the Friday the 13th ones that happened.
Definitely a summer
there
camp.
There was even a movie called, I think, Summer Camp that happened. So this was of that ilk, but they just those haven't happened in a while, and there's a whole new generation now that didn't really get to experience those, and they seem so dated now if you look back at some of those ones.
So
was
now
the idea within the movie original, at least, like the plot, it's not very cookie cutter, I guess?
Well, there was no twists at the end. Like, it wasn't one of those things where you're like, aha, the chef did it.
So it's just kind of just a slasher movie.
It's just some crazy person.
Yeah, I don't think it was overthinking it. You all got right. crazy guy by the name of Crazy Bones, actually.
He's been wanting to make this for years and he didn't overthink it.
Crazy Bones was crazy, turns out. And the point is this. I watched the thing and I say to him, are you glad you did it? And he goes, yeah, I'm glad I did it. Now I need to sell it, hopefully, or else I won't make any money and then I'm going to be in debt forever. And I said, well, good luck with that.
Do you know how much he's in?
He wouldn't tell me the number, but I think he borrowed from anyone and everyone he could borrow from.
It's definitely in the millions, right?
I don't know that
You could probably make that for under $1 million if you have the summer camp and the actors.
I have no idea what I know there's not any actor in there I've ever heard of before, but I thought they were.
But now you have to find a buyer, and that's tough. Because the closest I ever got was the Roku channel.
I know.
And I was thrilled about that.
And they gave you $0.
They gave me $0, and then they made my pilot completely unfindable. And then eventually they
buried
it off.
But I think I would love to believe at some point someone that I've given any sort of motivation to has gone. Like, I would love this to be the next Obsession sort of thing. Because Obsession was one of those movies that cost nothing to make, and it became made $65 million or something.
Again, unicorn story. But where is he at? Has he sold it?
I did something pretty stupid. When he showed it to the when he showed it to the
Mr.
room,
Mr. Motivation.
When he showed it to the room full of people, he said, "Hey, do you mind introducing the movie?" And I said, "Sure, that's fine." And he said, "Just so you know, there's going to be some people in the audience from studios that are interested in maybe buying the movie." And I decided I would try to make it sound like it was really in demand. So I go, "You guys are about to see a movie. You're the first people to see it. There's already a bidding frenzy for it." So,
oh man, you mushed it.
So you're probably already out of luck or something like that.
Oh my God.
And then he said to me, "Why did you say that?" Because now all these people are saying, "Good luck, congratulations on getting."
And they don't want these people strike me as the kind of people that don't want to waste their time.
Exactly. You know?
If there's already a bidding war, it's like, forget it.
He goes,
it.
"Why would you say there's a bidding frenzy?" I said, "Well, I thought it was going to drive up the price."
You were overselling it.
I'm not. This is once again. So I agree.
So now nothing's happened.
I don't know.
Turns out, client's the killer.
I'm the killer. There was a twist.
What was his name?
Crazy Bones.
You're Crazy Bones.
I'm the real one. I'm the killer of dreams. You bring your dreams to me. I tell you, let's go ahead and spend a lot of time on them and make it happen. But I do think, Allie, and I've said this to you before, even when you were talking about your dumb show idea.
Thank you.
The queer eye for the straight guy with the ladies.
Butch pal for the straight gal.
Yeah, I said, you should go make it.
And I did. And I'm happy that I did.
Yeah. But it resulted in $0.
No.
Right.
Actually, I did get $16 last year.
Oh. So there you go.
It is on one streaming platform.
See that, guys? Whatever your dream is, you follow it. Those are your... And then when...
And then you get a PayPal for $16. You say it was all worth it.
Worth it. Congratulations again to Postmaster Johnny, a.k.a. Jay Leno and Vanessa. They tied in the Dumb Off finale, and as a result, they're both wearing the sash of stupidity together. Vanessa is not feeling well. She's under the weather, so understand that she did compete. This was like her Michael Jordan flu game, but she did still succeed. Yeah. And congratulations to the dumbest people on the show. Allie, do you think we should listen to the song one more time to celebrate
what
happened, and then we'll do some takeaways from today's show? Missed it, check out the podcast.
Allie's pregnancy, the least thing wrong inside her brain. Her stupid answers leave us stupefied and tame. Vanessa has a language barrier, so she has an excuse. Johnny has no excuse for his answers so obtuse. Here they are, the dumbest on the show. They sound like they're high, but their IQ is low. It's the dumb off. The dumb off.
Thank you, Seth MacFarlane, for not doing that for us. Show has class now, and this is Allie's goal. Long-term goal is to slowly turn the show into some sort of a weird musical. So there you
yes,
have it.
I love it.
Takeaways from today's show, and congratulations again to our dumbest on the show, Johnny and Vanessa. All right, what do we got in the world of takeaways?
3-2-3, my takeaways. There's nothing like a 7:30 corn dog.
7:30 a.m. corn dog. Hits different. Hits different.
6-2-6, my takeaway is... if you're 25 and dying of old age, it's because you had an abortion.
Yeah. One of the dumbest answers of the day. And some people say that that answer should have clinched Johnny's victory right there.
310, Jake is level 2 autistic. 925, ice cream. 424,
ice cream.
We made Johnny dumb.
That's right. According to Johnny, we made him dumb.
408, everyone is welcome, except for that crap guy. And 909, my takeaway is people who shave a lot are captains.
What's your takeaway from today's show, Vanessa?
Are you being funny? It's not working.
Thank you. Johnny, takeaway?
You could definitely poop your pants at LAX.
Yeah.
You sure can. Doesn't matter how many bathrooms they got there. Allie, takeaway?
Happy wife. BJ's later.
That's a good takeaway from today's show. Jake, you have a takeaway?
Yeah, poodles are easy to run over.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
And DJ Omar Khan.
Autism gets you free stuff.
Free stuff. Got to amp it up a little bit, though.
Oh, 626, keep her tummy full and her balls drained.
That's a good takeaway from today's show as well. It's how you keep your wives happy. That was stupid. Here's your weekend song. We'll do it next week. Attempt to do it better. Vanessa, we're not allowed to tell people what we have for them next week, or we are? I forgot what you said
earlier.
We can
tease. Well, the main one, tease. And the second thing, you can share.
You're stupid, main one.
The main one.
What's the main one?
Looks like we're doing a new destination, a new band for Road Trip USA. And this looks cool.
Oh, we can't say the band, though.
Yeah.
Nah.
All right. It's going to be good, though. You'll like it. That's next week. New destination, new band. Monday morning, big announcement coming. Here's your weekend song. All right, goodbye. We're at the Pantages. Oh. Well, let it know. I keep it crunchy, baby. It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday, Thursday. Forget that.
Shimmy.
Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend?
Hong Kong.
Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, Sunday, sleeping in.
Eating brunch.
I ride the D, proud to ride the D.
Look at me.
Meow. Meow.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to Tarjay.
Beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look.
Go!
Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the rear end? Go! Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the rear end? Go! Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the rear end? Go! Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the rear end? Go! Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah! Are you ready for the rear end? Go!
Saggy ball freaks.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.